Humble Hero, Chapter 4, Born in a Stable. King of Glory bent low to take humanity. He hid his glory and shunned all outward display. Jesus did not want any earthly attraction to call people to his side. Only the beauty of heavenly truth must draw those who would follow him. He wanted them to accept him because of what the Word of God said about him. The angels watched to see how the people of God would receive his Son, clothed in the form of humanity. The angels came to the land where the light of prophecy had shone. They came unseen to Jerusalem and to the ministers of God's house. Already, an angel had announced the nearness of Christ's coming to Zacharias the priest as he ministered before the altar. Already, John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, was born, and the news of his birth and the meaning of his mission had spread far and wide. Yet Jerusalem was not preparing to welcome her Redeemer. God had called the Jewish nation to communicate to the world that Christ was to be born of David's line. Yet they did not know that his coming was near. In the temple, the morning and evening sacrifices pointed to the Lamb of God. Yet even here, no one was preparing to receive him. Priests and teachers recited their meaningless prayers and performed the rites of worship, but they were not prepared for the Messiah's appearing. The same indifference spread throughout the land of Israel. Hearts that were selfish and focused on worldly things were untouched by the joy that thrilled all heaven. Only a few were longing to see the unseen. Angels went with Joseph and Mary as they traveled from Nazareth to the city of David. The decree of Rome to register the peoples of her vast territory had extended to the hills of Galilee. Caesar Augustus became God's agent to bring the mother of Jesus to Bethlehem. She was of David's line, and the son of David must be born in David's city. "Out of you, Bethlehem," said the prophet, "shall come forth the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But in the city of this royal line, Joseph and Mary were unrecognized, unhonored. Weary and homeless, they walked the narrow street to the eastern edge of town in a fruitless search for a resting place for the night. There was no room at the crowded inn. At last, they found refuge in a crude building where animals were kept. And here, the Redeemer of the world was born. The news filled heaven with rejoicing. Holy beings from the world of light were drawn to earth. Above the hills of Bethlehem, a crowd of angels waited for the signal to declare the glad news to the world. The leaders in Israel could have shared the joy of announcing the birth of Jesus, but they were passed by. The bright rays from the throne of God will shine on those who seek light and accept it gladly. See Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, Psalm chapter 112, verse 4. Only the shepherds cared. In the very fields where the boy David had led his flock, shepherds keeping watch by night talked together of the promised Savior and prayed for his coming. And an angel of the Lord stood before them. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." When they heard these words, dreams of glory filled the minds of the listening shepherds. The Deliverer has come. They associated power, exaltation, and triumph with his coming. But the angel prepared them to recognize their Savior in poverty and humiliation. "You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." The heavenly messenger had quieted their fears. He had told them how to find Jesus. He had given them time to become accustomed to the divine radiance. Then the whole plain lit up with the bright shining of the angels of God. Earth was hushed, and heaven stooped to listen to the song. Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Oh, that today the human family could recognize that song. The song the angels sang will grow louder to the close of time an echo to the ends of the earth. As the angels disappeared, the shadows of night once more fell on the hills of Bethlehem. But the brightest picture human eyes ever saw remained in the memory of shepherds. They said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They left with great joy and told everyone they met the things they had seen and heard. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. Heaven and earth are no wider apart today than when shepherds listen to the angel's song. Angels from the courts above will accompany those in the common occupations of life. In the story of Bethlehem is hidden the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. We are amazed at the Savior's sacrifice in exchanging the throne of heaven for the manger. Human pride stands rebuked in his presence. Yet this was only the beginning of his condescension. It would have been an almost infinite humiliation for the Son of God to take human nature even when Adam stood in innocence in Eden. But Jesus accepted humanity when the race had been weakened by 4,000 years of sin. Like every child of Adam, he accepted the results of heredity. We can see what these results were in the history of his earthly ancestors. He came with just such a heredity to share our temptations and give us the example of a sinless life. Satan hated Christ. He hated the one who pledged himself to redeem sinners. Yet into the world where Satan claimed the right to rule, God permitted his son to come as a helpless baby, subject to the weakness of humanity, to meet life's dangers, just like everyone else, to fight the battle as every child of humanity must fight it, at the risk of failure and eternal loss. The heart of the human father looks into the face of his little child and trembles at the thought of life's dangers. He longs to shield him from temptation and conflict, to meet a bitterer conflict and more fearful risk. God gave his only son. In this is love. Wonder, O heavens, and be astonished, O earth.